Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli, and our topic today is tongue-tied. By that, I mean that some people are just tongue-tied. They don't know what to say. When they do say some stuff, they say it wrong. Or they're full of gossip and criticism and idle words. And do you remember Jesus said that we would be judged by every idle word that we speak? Well, I found a scripture that I thought you might be interested in today. It's Proverbs 18:21. The King James Version says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." That's a big statement, isn't it? That what we say really counts, the words that we speak. Words are like capsules. They take thoughts, and they take hate, and they take love, and they take healing and comfort to the individual that we speak to. So be careful of what you say. If life is and death is in the power of the tongue, then you can speak death and you can speak life. How many people in this world are talking death and speaking death constantly? You can see it in all the negative attitudes. I can remember when I was a teenager, I said, "Yeah, I'm going to hell and we're going to have a party." Had no concept of what hell really was and that there are no parties there. There's only torment and suffering. And yet my tongue was speaking something that would shape my destiny if I didn't change it. And so I changed my destiny by receiving Christ as my Savior. And I began to use my tongue to speak good things, to speak faith. And that's the point of this devotional today, is we need to be speaking faith. If every time something happens and we go, "Oh my gosh," we jump to the negative and we start speaking about what may happen as a result, and "My gosh, my gosh, my gosh," the power of our tongue is speaking out our destiny. And we don't want to do that, because then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy and you begin to live it. And you don't want to do that. You want to speak life. You want to speak hope and peace and joy. And so when you're faced with troubles and trials and temptations, make sure that your speech, the power of your tongue, is speaking faith, believing in God. That's so important, because God loves you. And he wants you to walk by faith. And it's by the power of the tongue that you can walk by faith, because you speak it out. You don't speak what you see. You speak what the Bible tells you. And if he says, "By the stripes of Jesus you are healed," then you speak that. "I am healed by the stripes of Jesus," and receive it now. If he says everything works together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purposes, it does. And you speak that out, and you believe it and live it. And that is the power of the tongue and how you live by faith. So today, live by faith, speak faith, talk the scriptures, and you'll be okay. God bless you, and have a great day.